Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. Thank you so much. You are the most incredible audience. You are so active. I mean, honestly, we're the jealous of all other shows. You are amazing. And I know that if you're listening to a show called Mission Accepted, chances are you are on one. Whether it's personal, whether it's private, whether it's business, we have gathered the most incredible group of people today that serve those that serve those. Even if that means healing and serving yourself. Because if you're out there in the world and you have a mission, if you have a passion, if anything from parenting to CEO, you need to take care of you. You absolutely need to take care of you. You need inspiration. And I was actually thinking about this and having a conversation with a colleague 2 days ago. I was like, there should be a class for people that are serving people to go hang out. Go have mocktails, cocktails, and good conversation and keep everyone refueled because look it, I mean, I had that conversation till late into the night last night with another woman who's been doing business for, let's just say a couple of decades. It's the pour in, right? It's making yourself feel good, breaking through your own limitations. Because what I know is that when you're on a mission and you start to get to where it is that you want to go, here's what happens. Other opportunities come to you because you start beaming like a light. You're happy, you've accomplished some things are going on. And then you're like, I don't want to say yes to, I don't want to say no to, right? And then we really jump in. So let me introduce you to the people that I get to hang out with, and so do you. So get your pens and pencils ready. You know, I love the brain and you know, I love to get you to write things down. Or you can watch this over and over and over again. Okay, so we have Bob. Now look at, we're video and audio. So not everyone's gonna know when I say their name automatically who it is. So to my guests with me today, if you can just kind of wave your hand so the people that are viewing us know who I'm talking about when I say your name, that would be great. So Bubba Sam is here from Beyond Head Trash. Hello. We have Donna Dahl from Donna Dahl Coaching International. We have Anat Perry from Training Camp for the Soul. That doesn't sound like a place you want to go. And then we have Kathy Holt from Catherine Holt Coaching. And you have seen her on our show before. So we're super excited. And let's kind of get into this. So you are all here serving people in your own way. If you can, I'll just say your name. If you can, just introduce yourself and give us a bit of what it is that you're doing in the world. That would be so appreciative. So let's start with you, Donna. Donna, introduce yourself to our audience, please, and share with us what you got going on.
Hi, everyone. My name is Donna Dahl. I am a master leadership empowerment coach, and I am an author. You will find my book, Lessons I Learned from the Tortoise, online on Amazon. It gives you a sample of the approach that I take when I work with you as your coach. If you would think about sorting the world perhaps a little differently than you otherwise might, you might find that tortoise and the hare have lessons to teach well beyond Aesop's original lesson about taking life slowly. So, I look forward to continuing the conversation here this morning. Thanks, Deb.
Absolutely. Slowly. It'd be interesting, right? That the joy and what can come when you actually take some time to even digest the incredible information that we pour into ourselves each day. So if you're on a mission, I'm sure like a lot of us, we're getting bits and pieces of information. Being on a call and taking time to digest that and implement that, incredible. And how about you? And Nat, please share with us what you're doing and what you've got going on and how you serve people that are serving.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, good to Beyond here. So I'm based in sunny San Diego. And as you mentioned, I'm the founder of Training Camp for the Soul and the creator of the Mastery Certification Program, where I train leaders and coaches to really master their own deep transformation and be able to support others and build thriving businesses. I'm also a TEDx speaker on why thinking positive doesn't work and what actually does.
Ooh, okay. Well, we might have to ask you that question when we go come back around. I've been like, that's a cliffhanger. And Baba Sam, please share.
Yeah, so I'm Baba Sam. They call me the Miracle Man. And I created Beyond Head Trash because my own personal journey, I was consumed by my thoughts, but I didn't know I was consumed by my thoughts. So I was sick and disabled for 38 years with multiple sclerosis. And because of the thoughts, I nearly killed myself twice. So I want people to see that they have these thoughts, that they're feeling stressed, overwhelmed. And they're creating limitations, illness, disease, whatever it may be. And we go beyond that and step into who we really are, this limitless being.
Wow, thank you for joining us today. And Kathy Holt.
Sorry, I had some background noise, so I wanted to be quiet. I'm situated in Connecticut and New York City, and I am a women's leadership champion. I'm an international speaker and a best-selling author, and my work has reached global stages through the UN and other NGOs that work with women around the world. My book, Unstoppable Women, Owning Our Voices and Leading Change, debuted at the Oscars and was an incredible experience with so many people supporting women. And with my 35 years of advocacy and policy and working in politics and working as a professor in women and gender studies, I have dedicated my career to empowering women as leaders and agents of transformation.
Wow. So you can see how fortunate you are today to be on today's show. This is absolutely incredible. And what a vast variety, really, of different ways to come at taking care of oneself, moving to the next level, getting in touch, slowing down, rising up, taking care of oneself. So let's have that conversation, shall we? I'd love to ask, and I'll just kind of go round robin. On what is one of the most important things that you would like to share with people about exactly that? What is something that is a tip or a skill or a formula or something that someone can do to help continuing their growth, either in their business or their project, but also staying true to themselves? That's a double question. It's a little bit of a double question, but what would you recommend? And Donna, I'm going to go to you. So moving forward, growth, but taking care of yourself while you're doing that.
In terms of taking care of ourselves, if we don't fill our own cup first, we can't possibly have the energy to fulfill to contribute to others. In terms of a tip regarding my practice, what I have found to be the most helpful and the most significant is to listen. When I'm coaching, the most important thing I can do is listen. So listening, if the power of listening makes a difference, I wonder what would happen if you listened about two-thirds of the time in a conversation and only spoke one-third of the time.
When you say listen, it reminds me about listening to ourselves, and that we have a voice, and then we have a voice, and sometimes that voice inside is moving us in a different direction, and that can be scary, particularly in this world of self-employment and entrepreneurship, where you're kind of with yourself a lot, so you can encourage yourself or not. And so really listening on all levels. That's really beautiful. And for yourself in that.
Yeah, so a lot of the modalities that I touch on in my work is related to working with our nervous system, because our nervous system's always working for us, listening for safety or threat, and really tuning in to what you just touched on, the inner voice, which I call the inner child. And It's in moments where you're in meetings or you're on Zoom that we could be so out here that it's so important that we connect to our breath, that we remember to take these deep breaths so that we regulate ourselves in those moments. Because from my own experience of years of being in business where I wasn't doing this, by the end of the day, I thought I was self-caring by like relaxing on the couch or taking a bath, but really I was needing self-repair because I was not tuning in every moment throughout the day. And so the opportunity to make sure that we are speaking from our breath, that we're taking those breaths, that we're listening and making sure that we're tuning in at that same time to what's happening over here within us is the way to be self-caring while you're working, while you are engaging with others.
I mean, honestly, I'm sure there's a t-shirt that's going to come out soon that says self-care is not self-repair and vice versa. So just to add a little bit of a question to that, when people are doing their day or when they're doing their craft or they're on their mission or what have you, and they're caught up in that project, they could even be caught up in excitement, right? And just, or adrenaline and keep going because it's exciting. Do you suggest people step away and go breathe? I mean, I kind of take music breaks. We all kind of know that by now. My audience is very familiar with that. But what is it like, literally, to take 5 seconds or a minute, go breathe, or how do you do that throughout the day?
So it's a yes and when you get away and you can go and ground yourself, out in nature, get some sun in your face and do some box breathing, inhale for four, hold for four, exhale with making sound because sound is a vibration. It's like getting that internal massage and holding for four. That's great. But also, while you were talking and asking me that question, I took the time to take those extra deep breaths.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Baba Sam, for yourself, you have people that come to you. I know because we met through entrepreneurial ways, right? So you have people that come to you that are entrepreneurs that are doing their thing. They want to get past limiting beliefs. You've clearly shared with us that you were able to capture your own thoughts and get past that. What is it that you can share with us that allows people to get a hold of that for themselves?
Yeah, so we need to remember if we're stressed out, we're overwhelmed, it's a sign that you're overthinking. And if you're overthinking, you're consumed by your thoughts. And if you're consumed by your thoughts, then you're not here in this moment. You're not aware that you're sitting, your feet are on the floor. So it's just a matter of coming out of in the mind or here in this moment, the power of now, and to realize we are strongest when we are here in this moment. And if we're stressed, overwhelmed, overthinking, then we're actually in a weakened state. So if we're an entrepreneur, we want to stay present so we're in our power and not allowing the overthinking because there's a lot of overwhelm in the entrepreneur space. We need to stay centered here in this moment. Then we're tapping into our power, our strength, and the new ideas come here when you're in this moment, not rehashing the old. So you want to stay present to stay in this moment to allow new ideas forward.
Wow, I think you two should do a course together. I can totally see that. I'm like, as you're talking, I'm breathing, and oh my gosh, you're listening. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Yes, when I work with women and in their leadership, I think one of the things that I really emphasize and really start off with is self-reflection. I think that knowing ourselves, knowing our values, our passions, what we view as our purpose in life only comes from really digging down deep and taking the time to figure that out. And it's self-care. Self-care is knowing yourself. I mean, as you said a little bit early, I often say, this is the only relationship you're with 24/7, and you should know what that relationship is about. And so knowing that self-care, knowing that passion is also good for your mental wellness because you can show up authentically. You show up as who you are, not putting on a mask. Because when we put on masks, we don't feel good. At least I don't feel good about myself when I'm trying to act like something I'm not, or saying things that don't really resonate with my values. So I think that that's what I work with women to really start their journey in leadership.
Wow, there is so much that we just unpacked in probably 6 minutes, right? But if there's something that I heard, it was about getting to know yourself, working with yourself, listening, having someone listen to you. I love that. I'm a big advocate of go and get help and relationship to support in all areas of your life. I mean, look at business development or people on a mission or people that have decided to take it on. And the bottom line is, you said yes. Right? This is like 007, just like, they take the mission and then you said yes. And what does that look like? And Kathy, you shared that, and we talked about that a little earlier, is that we do spend a lot of time on our own. And sometimes we're in a room of people and we still spend time on our own because we are having conversations with ourselves. And so there's a lot of really beautiful things that you've just said about dropping into ourselves and listening and having someone to listen to us. Having those conversations that you can, breathe out or have a session with or go to camp or, have coffee and understand what leadership is. All of those things are super important. Let's talk about that a bit. You also all had to decide to take the mission. At some point, you were doing something before you did this. I'm thinking, right? I'm thinking. I know some of you have been in business for a long time, but I'm thinking that there was a decision. And I believe that's what we do when we get up every day. We decide to continue to do, right? Or if we're listening to our gut, we might decide to add something, remove something, but we decide every morning to continue with this. So maybe if you can share for people out there, because there are people out there that are wanting to do what all of you do, right? They're in awe of how, I mean, they're listening like, oh my gosh, how could I do that? How could I be that? How could I be in business this long? All those things. So what was something that you really had to come up against? Like, it was risky for you. Let's start with you, Donna. Something that you had to, like, what was your risk factor? Oh, there you go. It was a drop for a show. what was your risk factor in becoming, this unforeseen business that you didn't know that you were going to be, leading yourself into?
I really like your question. I spent a lifetime, I feel, in a variety of areas, from telecommunications to education to psychology to journalism. And then I was in a car accident that stopped me in my tracks. I spent the next 10 years in recovery, attempting to regain my voice so that I would be able to participate in a conversation, for instance. Thanks to one individual who changed my path by inviting me to write an article for a local women's business magazine. And that article became a book, and that book helped me launch my coaching business. Sometimes we don't know what an event might do to alter the path that we think we were chosen to be on. And being where I am now, I think that I'm where I'm meant to be.
Oh, that's beautiful, right? That's so beautiful. It's one thing to say everything happens for a reason. Yes, no, maybe. But it's another thing to say that we really don't. It is the world of the unforeseen. I talk about that a lot, and there's a beautiful Scottish proverb, and I won't go through the whole thing, but it talks about only when you say yes do all unforeseen things come to play. The book comes across your desk. You get a call from someone you went to high school with. They saw you, all those things. And you can't, I'm getting tingles as I'm saying it. You just can't see what the risk and reward works out to. So, Annette, let's go to you.
Yeah, so I've been in the self-development space for 20 years. And for the first 8 years of it, I was just trimming weeds. I was only doing the mindset work and not realizing there's so much more, like the nervous system and the inner child and all that. And so I learned a lot, I knew a lot, but I was still stuck in so many of my own patterns and lack of self-belief and a relationship. that I knew I didn't want living in New York, a city I didn't want to live in. So I was so disconnected from hearing my own voice and in working in business and finance, so like completely misaligned. And you know, sometimes they say you either listen to, you know, the feather or the brick or the Mack truck. And unfortunately, and fortunately, hey, it took the Mack truck. It took my boyfriend at the time cheating on me and me saying, okay, that's the only thing that was really keeping me here. And almost 13 years ago now, left New York with $2,000 to my name, a broken heart, no self-love, no job lined up, no car, and one friend in San Diego. And so I saw it as like, well, I'm at ground zero. You can't fall off the floor. It's only up from here. And it humbled me to let go of thinking that I knew what was best for me and to start to, like you're saying, allow the miraculous to show up as I let go of what wasn't in alignment. So I think, you know, the message here to those that are like, oh my God, I want what I hear these people have is, can you really be honest with yourself on, can you listen to the feather? Don't take the Mack truck. Listen to me. Can you start to listen to the whisper of your heart and let go of what you know doesn't serve you so that you can make room for what does? And that's what I help a lot of my clients with now is to learn to listen to themselves so they take those leaps before the Mack truck hits them.
Wow. Incredible. Okay, Babassan, you got some stories to follow up on here. That was really beautiful. These little things that you're saying today are really sticking with me. It's like you can't fall off the floor. I mean, honestly, how great is that? And even if someone's floor out there isn't that floor, even if you've just fallen a little, or you need to pull back, or you need to go left, or you need to go right, or you need to say yes to something, or you need to say no to something, right? That floor can carry with you as you go up in your world and in your life. All right, thank you so much for sharing. And Baba Sam, how about yourself?
So it was really profound for me that I was a sick disabled man working in IT space, and I was dealing with multiple sclerosis, and that you deal with a lot of fatigue there. So I was a couch potato. So I was really locked into this medicine doctor world, and I had no hope, no possibility of getting better. So I just saw a tweet from a ghost hunter one day, and I went on a ghost hunt, and there was somebody sitting next to me that wasn't there. This was a quantum shift for me that, oh, ghosts are real. Then through that ghost hunting, I found meditation. And through meditation, I discovered I had thoughts, but I wasn't my thoughts. Then through a spiritual awakening, my health ailments went away. So then I said, I can't be doing this corporate IT work. It doesn't work for me anymore. So I left that. I didn't know what I was going to do. And I stumbled for many years trying to figure out what I was going to do because I no longer talk my thoughts as truth. So I was just sort of meandering through life until eventually I stumbled upon, like, oh, like Annette was saying, it's not about mindset work. It's to help people where I was that are sick and disabled and to see that your diagnosis is not your destiny, where before, but my diagnosis was my destiny. So it took me a lot of meandering around to actually keep taking that leap of faith. Let me try this. Let me try this. And let me try this. And just you keep going. It's a very bumpy road. The entrepreneurs, it's not for everyone. So you really need to let go of this head trash and these stories and just be authentically yourself and listen to you, the feather, the whisper. And that's going to lead you forward. And just to keep yourself here in this moment and just keep trusting and believing in yourself. And eventually you'll find that right path for you.
Oh, people are writing fast out there. I know my audience. I know what I'm going to be getting. You are okay. Thank you, Miss Catherine Hull, who's been on our stages many times. What would you say about risk, rewards, unforeseen?
I would probably start off with just sometimes there's self risks. I know so many times in my life, I have, well, people say I've bounced around in careers, but it wasn't. It was, I was an opportunity presented itself, and I said, why not? Let's try it. And so, in a way, it was me trusting myself. I was working in politics for quite a while in Texas, and it was made very, I started with Ann Richards, who was a very big women's rights advocate. And then slowly, we changed administrations, and it became more and more aware that those things were being eked away. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. And out of the blue, like we were talking about, a friend of mine called up and said, "Hey, the Maldives need somebody to help them with voter education because they're going to have their first multi-candidate presidential election." Before it had been a dictator, he's up for election, everybody voted for him. And I thought about it maybe for 30 seconds. And then I said, "Sure, why not? What do I have to do?" And part of that was the whole, I've always been really centered on women's rights from very early on in school when I was not had I didn't have access to a lot of the opportunities that my male colleagues did. So I understood that it was a Muslim country. I wanted to make sure that women's voices were heard in this process of elections. So literally, I packed up my bag and I went and lived in the Maldives for 3 months and helped a team that included women. I made sure it had to include women to actually create a voter education program for their presidential election. But once again, it was a risk. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea what my living situation was going to be. They were going to take care of it. And I just said, "Sure, why not?" So saying yes when opportunities do arise, I think, and trusting in yourself, I think that that is one of the biggest risks sometimes we can take.
Wow. Well, I was, my nephew just took the wind for me. What a, first of all, beautiful story. And I was gonna say, what are some of the rewards that you've gotten from taking risks? But literally, you all talked about that. Because when you talk, you can't see the way I see you, but you've got smiles on your face, your eyes got sparkly, right? You're like, and you could feel the energy in the room got very not just enlightened, but exciting. Like, ooh, I want to go now too. Like, you know what I mean? You want to go forward. I know we're going to be wrapping up. There has been an incredible amount of gems dropped in terms of anyone wanting to be forward. I know that we're going to have all of your information in the show notes for people to be able to have access to. I'd love to do one more just final round, Robin, and whatever message that you would like to give to this next self-funding person that needs to find their path, or someone who's on a mission, they've been on it for a while, and they're needing some advice. Someone who is at a place in their business where they're scared to go left, or someone who's in their career and it serves all of them except their soul. So I'm going to go around the room. If you have anything that you want to share in a final wrap up, that would be absolutely amazing. This has been the most, okay, multidimensional, very loving and support. This has been an incredible show. So Donna, I'm going to start with you. A final message to anybody for anything.
Great question, Deb. In my book, Lessons I Learned from the Tortoise, there's a paragraph you will find in the afterword that starts like this. Challengers inspire us to take giant steps long before we might ever become giants.
Beautiful. And a nap for yourself.
I'd say really the key to handling whatever life is going to keep handing. We are all old enough here to know life keeps giving you opportunities for growth and challenges, is building your emotional resiliency. And I like to use the metaphor of we all have an ocean of our emotions. And just like when you get in the ocean and there's waves, you don't get to control the size of the wave. If you want to make it back to shore, you just have to accept it and ride that wave. And if you think about the ocean of our emotions, and every emotion is a wave in that ocean, and we as humans get to come back to validating and acknowledging that whatever we're feeling, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, I don't like the good feeling, bad feeling, because that's bullshit. They're all a part of you. And to validate and acknowledge it as happening and to learn again what it is to express and ride that wave is really going to expand your emotional resiliency, your capacity to handle the good things that come up and the challenging, the yeses and the nos that you're going to get from people and opportunities and risks that you take. All of that is just creating a sensation and emotion within you. And if you know, if your nervous system knows, because you've retrained it, how to handle that wave, that energy, that sensation, then you're going to make it back to shore. You're going to thrive, and you're going to feel that you can be a creator of your life as opposed to always needing to survive the next wave.
Beautiful. And Baba Sam, thank you.
Yeah, so what I would say on this to wrap up is just to realize you have all these thoughts, all these mental stories, and most of them are trash, they're garbage, they're limitations. And we, to really grow in life, we need to stop taking our mind as the source of truth. As we've been talking here about being present, listening to that small voice within us, that is the truth. So if you want to change your situation in life, it's about being here in this moment, listening to that small voice within you. That is your source of truth. So life really flips when you stop taking the mind as the source of truth and realize your inner essence, your beingness, your aliveness is that source of truth. And everything in your life will shift once you start trusting and believing in that voice and taking small, steady steps. It's very simple.
Small, steady. That's doable. Small and steady is doable. And Kathy, we'll wrap up with you.
I think I go back to some of the things that have been said by all of us. There's a lot of resonance here. And that is, once I will go back to know yourself, know what's valuable to yourself, know what's important to yourself, know your values, your passion, so that you can make your decisions based on what's true to you. Where you can have the biggest impact. And to take that farther is that once you have those feelings, trust in yourself, trust in that because you've done that work, you know who you are. And when you trust in yourself and you see an opportunity or you see a challenge, you can actually evaluate much more clearly what can you get out of it? What is it going to teach you? What lessons does it bring? And then you know you can say yes or no, or but you're making a decision from knowing who you are. Like me, making my decision and saying yes so many times in my life. It's because I knew what I valued. I knew where what impact I wanted it to be. And so when these things showed up, I was prepared to answer the call.
Answer the call. Thank you very much. As I'm listening to you, the one thing that I think about is because people out there doing like what we're doing, we tend to really take good care of others. And I'm hearing a lot about self. And in every book that we produce, every book that I produce, even the one that we just did of 262, we were like, oh, there's a lot of pages in this book. And I'm like, we have to put a page of the book that says you. And it's a blank page. And it says, this is being left for you. So as you read the book, so when you're setting the table, put a chair for you. When you're making, the tea, make a cup for you. Make sure that you're part of that. Thank you so much for such an empowering show today. I'm just going to talk to our listeners. Look, if you want to sit where these incredible people are sitting, you can. There's a seat for you. There's a seat for you. If you like to share, if you like to talk, that we do the stand up, speak up, show up, yes, you summits. And we have an incredible panel. We have four panels that we have spots for. So if you want to pop on, we have one for love, communication, and relationships. We have one for health, wealth, wellness, and lifestyle. And we have two panels for the women. The Women to Watch Power Panel this upcoming International Women's Day. So, if any of that or being on Mission Accepted intrigues you, we're not difficult to find. You know where we are. and we're looking forward to having a conversation with you. Thank you again so much for such an incredible, powerful personal development, business development, You Be You, Change the World as You Change the World show. And listeners, when you're back, we're back. We'll see you next week. Until then, you be well, and please stay curious.